No, nothing, no, nothing. Not even there when I became conscious, he just showed me. Not even, oh, or anything of the sort, nothing of the sort, you see. How would one feel with that busted hip joint to walk the distance, you see, from there to there and get into the car and all that? I just wondered later on what must be the pain there. And then, as he tells me, you see, these people rushed from Nagar and Pune and Bombay and all that. That Dr. Bansod came from Pune, and what he did was he pulled Baba's leg, you see. He just put his, I'm sorry, put his loins and got the leg out, you see, of the joint. And even then Baba didn't make any noise. No noise. It was a terrible thing that he must have passed that night. 2nd of December 1956. That's a date to be remembered. 2nd of December. The activities, but then she couldn't write pages after pages, but then she has given the gist, and that's the record that we have. Apart from all that, there was no other thing that is to be, that is worth mentioning, except that daily affairs continued over here, the correspondence, if you go through the files, and Baba's messages or discourses that he has given, or that he has held the sahavasas, the programs that we had in his companionship. But then most of the time he remained in seclusion. Not that he was not active. He would go out, you see, he would come back. But he didn't see visitors, didn't allow the visitors to see him. Not the visitors, I should say. Visitors were allowed, but then the crowd, yeah. He stopped giving darshan, except in Pune. And 3 months in Pune, or sometimes 4 months in Pune, would be the active months for Baba during the summer time. Say from March, from April 1st to July, he had been in Pune, seeing people and the crowds. When he would return here, he wouldn't encourage people to come here. He would want them to wait for the next year to see him there in Pune.
About that. About the summer of 68, fall of 68.
Yeah. Baba was active as before. It would be just the one more summer, you see. We never felt anything of the sort that that his health is shattered or anything of the sort. He would be totally immersed in his work to such a degree that when he would call us, you see, we found him absolutely weak and strained, as if, you know, the launderers, you see, what happens, you see, when you take the cloth out of the rollers, you see, the dry cloth, piece of cloth, like that, he was just completely drained of all energy. Then we would go inside and dry his body, and it would be full of sweat and all that, and make him feel fresh a bit, and then bring him. And then he would join in the prayers, you see, the universal prayers. As I told you, that he would want to stand up, but he would be so drained that it would be very difficult for him to stand up and all that. In spite of it all, we never felt that his health was completely shattered, you see, in the summer months in Guru Prasad. He would sometimes see occasional visitors there, his close ones from the family, my family or other family Baba lovers there in Pune. Have a good time in the afternoon, sometimes he would be very lively at the time, and he would continue to prepare, you see, for the Westerners and the Easterners to meet him the next summer, and then we'd discuss the plans and other things. Then he would give us some hints and points regarding the second edition of God Speaks, the revised edition there. And he would go through the glossary. He went through every word of the glossary, you see, that is there. And gave us the proper meaning, the proper words for that. It's a beautiful thing that will help a lot, that glossary, to understand the book. And we used to pass the time like that, and sometimes play cards. And with the bogus news. Morning sessions were always for his seclusion work. And also, an hour in the afternoon, first hour, say from 2 to 3, and 3 o'clock, 5:30, there will be just this relaxation. And I don't know what he did with his, we would hear that thump on the thigh, you see, every time he would beat his thighs with his fist, you see. This thump would be heard, you see, continuously during the time that he is there in seclusion. You see. And it had turned his right thigh, so what do you call, was it the right or the left, I forget now, you don't remember that. You have to see that last sahavas or something that Hoshin Bahucha has written that book, you see. I think it was the right one. Yes. So the right thigh became so stiff, it was like a log of wood, you see. There was no elasticity left at all there. No elasticity.